All right, I will call us to order in a meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors acting as Drainage District Trustees for this January 27th, 2015. First item on our agenda is consider changes to the Code of Iowa Section 468, which raises the limit for repairs above which drainage districts must hold a public hearing to $50,000 if the trustees should change their informal policy of holding hearings on any work over 10. So that I'm clear, Scott, right now, if we have any work that's over 10, we've been holding public hearings. The new state law says we can still do that if we want to, yes, but we don't have to do it until we hit 50,000.
Correct. And then the current law up until July 1st of last year was 20,000. So yep, they've just raised it. And we've been doing the 10,000. We never had a written policy, but we had one district in Cambridge in particular, where that district's original value was around $1,400, and we had a $9,000 repair that had some change orders and ended up being $11,000 and created a lot of heat from a landowner who owned about 60% of the land in the district.
Well, board,
kind of a nice policy on our side, a public relations thing on our side, but I know there's been some discussions.
No good deeds ever goes unpunished.
And in some districts, 10,000 is a huge amount of money, and some of them it's not much at all. So maybe we need to look at the size.
Could
of the
we, if we were worried about that, could we set a policy that said we would have a public hearing for any repair in excess of $50,000, or if it's 400% or more of the original value of the drainage district? So then you get into that $2,000 drainage district. You say, then you're saying anything over 8,000 for that particular drainage district, you would, and maybe that's the wrong number. Maybe it's 500%. I don't know what it is, but it seems to me that you could set a policy that recognizes state law, but still also takes care of those smaller drainage districts.
That seems reasonable. It's kind of a sliding scale.
Yeah, what's the right number there?
Sounds about right, 400. We do have another one going on right now with Lincoln that's similar. I think it's a 4,000.
Lincoln 47? That's on your list.
Kyle's a mess in there, and we're right up to 10,000. And I think they keep finding more single, but we've got both stopped, so we discussed it more, but that's a good example. Is that 47?
It's Lincoln 47, and yeah, it's a $4,642 is the original value of the district. They've billed out $9,600 at this point. Dave Toot talked to me last week, and he said he could do at least $4,000 more work up there without really looking for anything.
Yeah, so if we went to 500%, say, then that means that in Lincoln 47, you're talking about $22,000, $23,000 before we would hold a public hearing.
Yeah. And that would probably push most of our small districts up close to that $10,000 that we're using now.
Trustees, I don't know what you guys think.
Well, I think that makes sense. I mean, we've, like Scott said, we've got an unwritten policy, and anymore you can do $10,000 worth of work pretty quick. And it's, you know,
yeah.
And I think it makes sense for the smaller districts with a lower original cost, if we base it on a percent. Mm-hmm. So I think the 500% is a good number.
All right. So if that's the case, then we need a motion that would say that Story County Drainage Districts will hold a public hearing if anticipated work is going to be in excess of $50,000 or 500% of the original assessment, whichever is lesser.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Further discussion. Darren, do you think we're getting close to right there? Okay. Toot?
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. That change has been made. Second item on our agenda is consider setting hearing for repairs to Drainage District Richland Number 20, which has collapsed tile under the Union Pacific Railroad tracks as well as other needed repairs. We have a letter from the Union Pacific indicating, and I can read it all in if I need to, or just synopsize, and the synopsis is they are not going to pay for these repairs other than, I would assume, their portion thereof as part of the drainage district, but they will work with us in completing the repairs.
Well, I don't see anything that indicates they will even pay their portion thereof. They're just basically saying that they'll work with us to make sure that the conditions are acceptable to them, but they don't plan to contribute anything towards the funding.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the situation in with other counties and the railroads. Yeah.
So they're willing.
The question I got from that letter was that they would not contribute additional money
other than what they're assessing.
Yeah, but yeah, the letter doesn't specify that.
Mm-hmm. Well, then we know that we will bill them for their share of the.
We've never had the railroad not pay their claim for their assessment.
That's good.
And I think with the railroad, we'll probably take what we can get.
We have an estimate for what it's going to take.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. What I'd like to see is, for a couple of reasons, hire INS group again, because they're more closer safe with the Grand District Association. They might have a better idea how to work with the railroad. Because there's talks between the Grand District Association and the railroad on how to do these projects right now. It's, you know, it takes a long time to come to the conclusion of the railroad. And just running some initial numbers, just the crossing itself, using those numbers out, Lincoln Way Energy did it for him a few years back. They ended up paying the bill themselves, so they go to the district. It's at least $50,000 across the country just for that, and then there's more issues.
More work.
So the question is, do we want to have INS create a report before this hearing to come prepared with that, or you?
So basically, you're talking about a comfort level by having someone else come up with a project cost.
Well, it's over 50, it's gonna
have to be an engineer,
right?
Anyway.
Right.
Right. But the initial part of the work, if the trustees were to say to INS, we want you to come in and do the analysis here and give us what the scope of work is so that we can be ready for a public hearing. Clearly, that's going to cost us something, but it's not going to cost us that much for them to do that initial work, is it?
Not the initial report, no.
Well, and that's all that I believe we should ask them for. We can't commit to them doing the full scope of the project. We just need to ask them to do the initial what needs to be done and some estimations so that we can have a public hearing and go from there.
I think the initial report is $5,000 to $7,000.
And
it may not be.
Yeah, I'm not sure how big that district is either.
And who would be the invitees in this public hearing?
Well, I will say the major affected property owner right now is Ron Hughes. If anybody knows him, he stopped in last week again. He's all for doing whatever it takes to get this thing fixed.
So okay,
I know him. He's a nice man.
Okay.
He's the one upstream.
Right. Okay.
This is water that's flowing from the north to the south, and it's not able to cross the railroad tracks. So that's right out there. You drive by that every day.
Well, this is the the north-south line, isn't it? It's not the main UP line. It's the old Rock Island line that goes north through McCallsburg. So it would be east of Hewin someplace, correct, up in there?
So when I pass Lounsbury's place, it's just a little further east and north of there is where
we're going. Go north on the blacktop.
Yeah, but that's you. So once you cross the railroad tracks right there north of Lounsbury's, then just to the west is where Hewin lives.
Well, he's north of Ray Lounsbury a couple of miles.
So. Correct.
Right.
But on the blacktop right there.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, so trustees, sounds to me like we've got two options here. I believe that we're going to need to have a hearing. We are going to need to do repairs. Clearly, it's collapsed. Everybody agrees it's collapsed, and we need to do the work. I believe it's going to easily hit the $50,000 threshold. The question before us, as I see it, is not whether we're going to set a hearing or not. It's Are we going to do any work prior to the hearing, or are we going to come into the hearing really with a blank piece of paper and go from there? Is that right, Darren?
I think if we have the hearing first, I mean, all we're going to do is tell them that, you know, our projected repair is going to be over $50,000, and we're going to have to hire an engineer. And if we contract with INS first to do the initial report and have that in front of us at the time of the hearing, then we've got, you know, we've got
we're one step ahead without doing any additional work, and I think still being completely appropriate in what's expected of us. Right. Is that right?
There's no question of problem. So that first meeting, there's no report.
Yeah. I would make a motion that we contract with the INS group first to do the initial report on the repairs.
Would it be possible to add to your motion that then we say as soon as those initial work is done, we schedule a public hearing?
I would add that.
Okay.
A second motion.
All right. We have a motion, a second. Further discussion? Toot?
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Got all that, Scott?
Getting there.
All right. You let me know. I'll slow down. I know I move quick. I'm to item number 3, consider levies against drainage districts Howard 27, Franklin 39, Lincoln 47, Warren 54, Nevada 71, Union 112. Note that the proposed levy against Lincoln 47 exceeds $10,000. Does everybody have the sheet?
So I don't have the sheet, but
do we have any extra sheets,
we
Scott?
We just have basically the amount is identified in each.
Let's get everybody a sheet so we can see.
Okay. We're looking at the first six, the last two are Boone, which we'll address in the meeting next week.
Mount Levitt, okay.
Just to take care of deficit or near deficit balances in those districts.
Right, and the reason for the meeting today, this time of year, This was brought to recently the auditor's attention by the treasurer, who, when we don't have enough money in the district, the treasurer has to hold the stamp warrants until that money is available. And I believe Artie's got a drawer in her desk, or it used to be Jane's desk, that's full of stamped warrants.
Okay.
And
I was looking
not to hold them for as long as they have had to in the past.
So we've got a treasurer's report on our board agenda today, and I was going through it, and it looks to me like overall money in the drainage districts is up a little bit. But there's no commingling of that, right? We can only use what's in a certain drainage district to pay for those. We can't borrow from one drainage district to pay for another.
When I started, we did that in the past. The auditor did that, and we got written up every year by the state auditor.
We need
but
to
the
keep
treasurer
those
got written up, and so at the time, the auditor didn't worry about it too much. But there weren't the best relations between the treasurer and the auditor at the time either.
It's so good when things improve.
We've moved away from that.
All right.
So the action basically would be to approve the levy for the first six items that's submitted here.
Correct.
Basically.
And if I've talked to the engineer, I've talked to IVRM, they don't anticipate additional work in any of these districts at this time. So we wouldn't levy them and then wish we'd done more in 6 months.
Okay.
I would, as far as we can see, at least.
Yeah, I would move that we approve the levy increases for the following: Howard 27, Franklin 39, Lincoln 47, Warren 54, Nevada 71, and Union 112, as submitted.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. It passes. Scott, is there anything, do you get these out immediately? How does this work? Because we need to go ahead and get as many of those funds. I know it's not late till we get to September, but we need to get as many of those in as we can.
Yeah, I'll get them out as soon as possible. We do have a meeting with Boone on two joint districts next week, so I'll probably look towards the end of next week or perhaps the Monday following next week to get these in the mail. They'd be due March 31st. We'll include a letter with them, which we've done in other spring levies, explaining to the people that they won't actually be delinquent until October 1st, or due September 30th. Really, really due, but they will have a due date of March 31st on the assessment notice.
Very good. Anything else for us to deal with today as Drainage District Trustees?
Nothing I know of.
I'd take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved.
And a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 We're adjourned. Thanks.
We'll get there. Yes.